The third aspect of the common trainings is to generate the precious mind of bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is this pure mind that cannot bear the suffering of all living beings, and that also has the wisdom, understanding the only living beings, the only beings who can help living beings, are Buddhas. So bodhicitta has made a decision to become an enlightened being for the sake of all living beings. This mind understands it's only an enlightened being, a Buddha, who can actually protect and liberate all living beings. So the person who has bodhicitta has trained for a long time, made a strong decision, taken the bodhisattva vows, and then engaged in the bodhisattva's way of life, the practice of the six perfections, made strong effort to become a bodhisattva, we say, person who is bound for the goal of enlightenment. So, again, I want to say from the oral instructions, there's some very beautiful teaching on how to generate bodhicitta. Jesson Karpa said, "On the ground of equanimity, pour the water of love and sow the seed of compassion. From these, the medicinal tree of bodhicitta will arise." Okay? So this is a beautiful little phrase, little verse that we can learn. In this verse, the ground of equanimity refers to affectionate love, observing all living beings. So the ground of equanimity, sounds like equanimity, but it's really referring to affectionate love, observing all living beings. Same meaning, equanimity, affectionate love. The water of love in this verse refers to cherishing love, observing all living beings. Cherishing love means considering them to be precious and important, and wishing for them to experience freedom from suffering. The medicinal tree refers to the realization of bodhicitta. Okay, so there are four stages to developing bodhicitta: developing affectionate love, developing cherishing love, developing compassion, and the actual practice of bodhicitta. These four trainings are indicated here. I'm just going to mention one training, the first of all, the training in affectionate love, because this is the seed of bodhicitta. Without love, it's impossible we can be a bodhisattva. For example, if you find yourself developing jealousy or anger or any of these minds, this is a clear indication that you do not have bodhicitta. Clear indication, why? Because bodhicitta is a mind that is filled with love and compassion for all living beings. So how is it possible for a mind filled with love and compassion for all living beings to generate jealousy or anger? It's not. Or even attachment. It's impossible. All delusions are pervaded by self-cherishing. Bodhicitta is the opposite of self-cherishing. Yeah. So how do we do this? How do we generate this seed? We begin by developing a wish, first of all, thinking, attaining enlightenment is the main purpose of obtaining this precious human life. Attaining enlightenment, this is the main reason why I'm a human being. Therefore, I must attain enlightenment, Buddhahood. So we're setting our goal. We generate this thought strongly, and then we think, although attaining enlightenment depends upon generating the realization of compassion, this is impossible without an object of compassion. Only living beings can act as this object. So maybe you understand this way of thinking, a special way of thinking coming from Buddha's wisdom lineages teaching about compassion. Okay? Enlightenment depends upon generating compassion. But this is impossible without an object of compassion. And only living beings can act as this object. Conclusion, for me, all living beings are my spiritual guides who are leading me to the Mahayana path by acting as my objects of compassion. So it's all living beings. all the disgusting people, all the terrible people, all the hell beings, all the gods, you know. All of these beings, without exception, are objects of compassion. Therefore, we think, they're my spiritual guides. They are acting as my object of compassion. Not my object of anger or jealousy or pride. My object of compassion. They're also my kind mothers of my previous lives. So anyway, this is deep contemplation. And thinking like this, contemplating like this, from the very depths of our heart, we generate a mind that feels very close, warm, and happy towards all living beings equally. Okay? So we're thinking in this special way. These are my objects of compassion. These are my spiritual guides. They're my kind mothers of my previous life. Then we generate from the depths of our heart a mind that feels very close, feels warm and happy towards all these living beings equally. This is affectionate love for all living beings. We transform our mind into this affectionate love and we meditate on it continually until we develop a mind that spontaneously feels warm, close, and happy towards all living beings equally. When we've developed this, we've developed the realization of affectionate love. Okay, so you can see this is a profound training in affectionate love. It's not simply having a nice feeling in our heart for one or two people. It's training for a long time in this wisdom understanding about the objects of compassion that we need to get to enlightenment, that we are making progress on the path. So, with affectionate love, we then generate cherishing love, wishing, finally wishing love, wanting them to be free from all suffering, then finally great compassion, ultimately bodhicitta, this mind that wants to become an enlightened being.